Cei bune băieți amigi doși, mei dovei omei nu, de sene călăchei nu de soi rosă ho. Cei bune băieți amigi doși, mei dovei omei nu, iro tuer vino buona cuora soi.
Shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As we hear the theme song, the theme prayer for Chazanis for many of my shows, we hear the great Moshe Koussevitzky with his classic Shei Yibone Beis HaMikdash. This is show number 231 of January 6th, 2014. Wow, new year, new calendar year. As I said, the first hour, can you imagine? It's the year 2000, the whole world was supposed to fall apart. That was 14 years ago. Oh, wow. Oh, so wonderful to be at the Highland Park Ohev Emeth Shul, giving my Rosenblatt presentation. It was so great to see so many old friends and some new friends, and to go through the development of sound and the life of Cantor Yossele Rosenblatt. I want to welcome some new listeners from that event. I hope that you'll enjoy this. I'm sure you'll enjoy this hour of Chazanis, and might even tell your friends about the program. Let's see, just a brief note that this coming Motzei Shabbos at Lincoln Square Synagogue, Yanky Lemmer will be having a tish. I think it's sort of like a kumzitz. I'm going to try and be there. It's complicated because Cantor Benny Grogosnitsky is doing a kumzitz at Parkey Synagogue this coming Saturday post-Motzei Shabbos. But he's having a kalbach Friday evening, and then he's doing the kumzitz. And on Tuesday evening, he has a lecture on prayer at Park East Synagogue in the city. And I was so pleased, Eddie, to see the wonderful work that you're doing in your shul, to bring Chazonis, and I just want to give a heads up to our my listeners here that Ohev Emet, which is in Highland Park, New Jersey, on February 15th, we'll be having Chazon Shimi Miller together with Mazamrim, and they're a lot of fun, and Chilu Posen is a good friend, and I hope to be there. So put that on your calendar for February 15th at the Congregation Ohev Emeth with Shimi Miller and Mazamrim. It'd be a lot of fun. Okay, so let's get on to the Chazonis and Eddie, Fast Eddie. I know that you will agree with me that that you do agree with me that Simon Cohen is one of the bright new, well, he's not so new, but he's one of the bright stars in Chazonis today, and recently came out with a new album, and let's hear the classic. It's Rosenblatt's Uvnucho Yomar, and I'm playing this in honor of my presentation on Yasala. We'll have a couple other Rosenblatt recordings, but let's hear Simon Cohen, Rosenblatt's Uvnucho Yomar.
Oh,
Did you hear that falsetto at the end with Chadesh Yomenu? It's about the purest that you'll hear. Wonderful. Let's go on to Chazan Leibler Waldman. We'll play a couple of his classics. The first one will be, I'm sure you're familiar with his classics. This will be Shehechionu, Cantor Leibler Waldman.
Shekhiyonu de kimono de giyonu las manase. Chechionu, vikimonu, vihigionu, lasmanaze. Chechionu, vikimonu, vihigionu, lasmanaze. Chechionu, vikimonu, vihigionu, lasmanaze.
Okay, let's hear Lefichach, Labela.
Lefichach anachnu chayovim, chayovim lehodes lechol. 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 Lehodes. Shevach, vihoyduyo. Shevach, vihoyduyo. Shevach, vihoyduyo. Lishimecha. Ashereinu, matoy velikeinu. Matoy kokeinu humamoyim gairu leyinu Ashreinu matoy velikeinu Umaye fo Yerushusainu Ashreinu matoy velikeinu Matoy kokeinu humamoyim gairu leyinu Ashreinu matoy velikeinu Umaye fo Yerushusainu Ashreinu matoy velikeinu Umamoyim gairu leyinu O my phone, Ashreinu, kishe'anachnu mashkimim umarivim bebutei chinesiyoyis ubebutei midrushos umiachadim shimcho bechol yom tamid Ashereinu bechol yom tamid שיאנו אנחנו משכימים משכימים ומריבים ובבותך נשיא יהוס ובבותי 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 מדרו ושבוס ומייחדים ומייחדים שמחו בכל יום תומית ומייחדים שמחו בכל יום תומית 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 תומית
ומייחדים שמחו בכל יום תומית תומית ומייחדים שמחו בכל יום תומית תומית
ומייחדים שמחו בכל יום תמיד ביום דמיימרים ביומרים פעמיים ביחבון שמה ישראל השם אלוהי כן Hashem Echad.
Okay, a label of Waldman with a couple of classics. Well, I dedicate these next two selections to Stephen K. Stephen drove out from Great Neck, can you imagine, to be at the presentation in Highland Park, and you deserve a medal for that one, Stephen. And I hope you found it worthwhile. I know you enjoyed it. And I had mentioned to you that there were two versions of Omer Rabbi Elazar that Yesler Rosenblatt recorded. The first one was in 1916, and the Nair, I'm trying to get the date of the Nair. But we'll play both of them together, and by the time that I come back, I should have the dates. But the old Rebbe Elazar was 1916, and the newer one, we'll find out if I can, just exactly when it was. But Stephen, thanks for coming. It was a pleasure meeting you, and I hope that we'll meet at many more wonderful soul events of great Chazanis. So let's hear the two versions, the old and the Neuer, the new version of Omer Rabbi Elazar, great Yesler Rosenblatt.
Rabbi Hanino, Almidi Hakumi, Marbile Shlomo, Marumar, Rabbi Hanino, Almidi Hakumi. Marbine shalom Allah Alemi de gakumi mabim shalom Allah Neymar ze khalkuna yiklimu de yadayshe Rav shalom banayi Elu bonoyi Shalom rav Le'avi saru isecho Oh,
Okay, that's the old Rebbe Elazar from 1916, and the Neuer is from 1921. And as I pointed out in my presentation, talking about the development of sound, the key year is 1925. Any recording before 1925 was made by standing in front of a large horn and singing into the horn as it went down to the opening, where there was a diaphragm that would help make produce the mold for the recording. It was really, when you think of it, was rather primitive. And of course, there were problems with the number of recordings that you could make from each mold. But that was a little earlier. But in 1925, that's when that was the electrical era, if you will. Before was the acoustical area. It was era. After 1925, recordings were made with an amplifier, a microphone, and with speakers. And as I pointed out, that's why prior to 1925, there were no operas and there were no orchestras, symphony orchestras in particular, that recorded, because you just couldn't have enough of these large horns. You did have, as I showed in one of the photos, maybe six or eight, 10 people in a band, Sousa and others, did record prior to 1925, but it was the big breakthrough came after 1925. Okay, so enough of that. 1916, now this is 1921. This is the new version of Omer Rebbe Elazar. Steve, I hope you're enjoying this.
Oh,
Okay, Stephen, there you have the two versions of Omer Rebbe Elazar. Joseph Schlisky, he was born in 1894. He died in 1955. He was born in Poland. At the age of 10, he and six other boys were virtually kidnapped by a choir leader who told their parents that he was taking them to London, but instead he took them to Toronto, Canada. There, Schlisky managed to escape from the group, and he lived with a rag dealer. When he was 13, he had his first cantorial position. He sent for his parents as soon as he had saved up enough money. He attended the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, from which he was graduated in 1917. 2 years later, he made his singing debut in New York City, and for the next 20 years, he held many important posts, including one at the Slonimer Synagogue. He was a gifted musician. Tragically, he became an invalid. He had a stroke in 1940. Let's see, 40. He was 46 years old, and he lived on till another 15 years to 1955, but never recorded again after 1940. These recordings that we're going to be hearing were from 1920. Let's hear Tikkata Shabbos and Uwe Yom, and then we'll see what we hear next. Just give me 1 second. Setting this up. Okay, this is Joseph Schlisky with Tikkata Shabbos and Uwe Yom.
Come on, Oh,
Joseph Schlisky with a 1920 recording. And I was just thinking about this. I have a record dating chart. Well, actually, it's a book that gives the recording dates of all Jewish recordings prior to 1945, I believe. And perhaps it would be interesting if I took the time each time I played one of the golden oldies, if you will, to let you appreciate that prior to 1925, this was from 1920, they were standing in front of those big horns and recording with the choir and everything. So just so that you could perhaps get a sense of the history of it. I have to think about that. Anyway, this is a little different. I always enjoy Aaron Ben Susan, and let's hear Hananya ben Akasha, Aaron ben Susan.
Here, Rebana, Hemetora.
Was Aaron Ben's son, Hananya Ben Akashia. He's also, what would you call it, Sephardic Middle Eastern Chazanis, also. Very fine singer. Well, for those of you who are new to the program, periodically I do marathons. For instance, a while back I took 8 or 10 versions of the Kiddush and played it over a period of weeks, and then I was on a L'chod Odi kick, and I played about 20 versions of L'chod Odi. One of my most favorite renditions, if you will, of the Kiddush is from Moishele Sourkis. Now, Sourkis was the Blinda Chazan. He was blind, and there's something about this. I think if you haven't heard Sourkis, I think you're going to enjoy this one, the Kiddush, Sourkis, Sourkis.
Thank you.
Could you imagine him singing that at your Shabbos table? Moishele Sorkis, the Blindechazen, 1928. Well, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. This is a hobby, and I don't have massive amounts of dollars to advertise, but you can help me. Just pick up the phone. You've been listening to the program. You obviously enjoy it. You probably have some friends. I know you have some friends who love Chazonis, and they don't know about this program. They don't know that I've been broadcasting since 1977, so I think it's time for them to discover me. So why don't you help out? And you can email them right now. Just take a minute before you shut off the computer. CBJMusic@AOL.com is the way to reach me. CBJMusic@AOL.com. Thanks for joining with me, everyone, and shalom.